Wings. Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. Going a little James Bond on us this morning. Did you drive an Austin Martin in or something? A DB5?
Tom, I am the illustrious morning DJ at WKGC. Do you think I can afford an Aston Martin? I can't even afford a picture of an Aston Martin.
I saw him driving with actually two, one for each foot.
One for each foot. No, those were like roller skates. Those were Austin Martin roller skates. Because that's what you get when you're a DJ and a student all at the same time. Okay, enough picking on Caleb. We have Stephen with us today from the Northwest Regional Library System, and you guys have so much going on down there, but first, let's get to the important discussion first.
All right.
How long are we going to keep the tent in the lobby?
Let's see here. There started work on the roof late last week, mm-hmm. So the schedule, I think, has that going for about a month or two, and then we should have that new roof all on, and then the tent will come down, and we'll either bronze it or move it somewhere illustrious and let it have its glory of...
I like bronzing it and putting it out in the parking lot or something.
Bronze it and put it exactly where it is, so you can never forget what happened.
With like a big old plaque
So we never forget.
And maybe put a light.
Or the subtitle to that could be, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. I don't know, but...
A light from the ceiling to remind you of the hole, you know.
The hole in the ceiling.
The tent and the last shingle that's stuck in the side of the building, mm-hmm. that are my two memorable moments that I want to have some kind of a framing for to mm-hmm. kind of show that, you know, what happened and what we've been through and how we survived and come over.
Yeah. The whole library system, actually everywhere, really, except the Beach Library, really took a beating. And, mm-hmm. and then again, not quite you guys, but the Lynn Haven Library is also. So it's dead. I mean, it just got ruined.
After the storm, the facility outside of Springfield that took the hardest loss for us, the hardest loss for us was definitely Parker. Mm-hmm. We had gotten a donation of a bookmobile from a group up in Ohio, and I forget the actual name of the town that they were from at the moment, but it was somewhere mm-hmm. outside that Cleveland area, and they had the bookmobile outside Parker for a good probably 9 months or so. But hey, you know, starting on they've moved back into the building over at Parker. They're going to have a big grand opening out there on December the 5th at 10 a.m. So they're going to relaunch that. That's a Thursday, mm-hmm. and going to have all kinds of fun. Pete the Cat's going to be out there. We're going to have
Pete the Cat. Maybe I'm showing the fact that I don't go to the library one time.
Yeah.
But what is Pete the Cat?
Pete the Cat is one of the most adorable children's book characters that, you know, the kids seem to love. He is a big goofy cat that has groovy buttons. He has some rockin', you know, his school shoes. He just enjoys hanging around doing stuff and learning things. And he's going to be out at the Parker thing. We're going to have him at the main library the day before on the 4th, December the 4th at 4. And the kids love him. He's
I'll get to see him, won't I?
You will.
He is
one of the most loved characters of children's books right now. So he definitely draws a crowd, and you know, he just grooves around. He's a fun dude.
He's a fun dude.
I'm so jealous. We need to get him on air. I don't know.
I don't know that he speaks though. Does he?
I don't think I've ever heard Beat the Cat speak.
No, I don't
but then
think
again,
so. But well, we have lots of guests sometimes that just won't speak. I mean, anything new.
He'll just sit there and stare at you kind of absently and be like, you know.
Yeah, but that'll be the coolest picture we get to put up on the podcast.
Really? You got that right. Silence and a picture of Pete the Cat.
Maybe come on out and, you know, do a live thing from it.
Do a live interview, yes. Yeah. Where it's somebody talking and silence. And somebody talking and silence.
Hey, why not?
I don't see why not. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get into more things going on at the NWRLS, the mm-hmm. Northwest Regional Library System.
Very good.
All here on The Mix.